tell me it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Pimples and braces. Pimples and braces. Tacos and t-shirts. Bongos and burgers. Rocket and rumbles, baby. Bushwhacks and bandstands. Sideburns and switchblades. Milkshakes and muggins. Pimples and braces. Braces and pimples. Pimples and braces. It's a blast.
Thank you.
Funky onions, boy. Funky onions, boy.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Hey, the echo's not working again. I thought when that thing lights up, it means it's working. What's lit up, man? That thing on top. Gee, this is really a...
You know, shouldn't the little white thing or little green thing be lit up as well?
All the lights are out. I mean, it's like...
Well,
we're getting
Lord's
nothing.
The creek don't rise. We'll see you all again next week.
Yeah, but we're not getting anything. I don't even think the thing is patched in, is what it is.
Are we even on the air?
I'm asking myself that question.
Are you using barroom vocabulary?
Are we on the air because of this little button that says press this? When you press it, nothing comes out?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We should find out before we waste any more time.
Let's find out the hard way as well.
Boy, and then and the card deck is still back, 20 feet back, where we can't even, use it.
It's a test of wills, Hal.
Well, marathon time is coming, and this is about the time of year when I get thinking of that I'm really getting sick of this routine.
Maybe you shave your back as well, yeah.
Maurice Simon and the Casual Airs, Thunderbird, Billy Davis and the Legends, Spunky Onions.
Onions, boy.
The Hully Gully Boys, Yabba. Boy,
great name
this is
taken.
Bumming me out. Yeah. The Puddle Jumpers, Snake Charmer, and Rick Gary, Pimples and Braces. I mean, what do we have for you today?
The needle isn't waving like it ought to. It's not saluting patriotically.
Yeah.
Try the game. Well, no, not on the air. Though.
Let's
friendly
leave.
Finger.
The flying fickle finger of...
You missed that one, Bruce.
Anyway, old Bruce is here. Denois is here. Miss Sally's here. And we have, what do we have today?
Miss Sally's in engineering.
We have the Hillbilly Hangover we didn't do last week. Uh-huh. We got a blues hangover. We got a set Invasion from Mars Rock and Roll.
That's the best kind of rock and roll.
We got a bad motorcycle set by request.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tell you why Wanda Jackson is tongue-tied.
Oh, God.
We have
that
piles
thing?
Of 45s. We have Nimrods in the news.
Tons of them.
A VOM set, a Vibe report. What more can you possibly ask for?
Personal attacks, inside jokes, the wakes.
Yeah, all right.
Chewing on the
let's
air.
Let's kick it off with, what do we got here? Don and Jer and the Screamers.
Now listen to me, baby. Uh-oh. You know you're all right. I dig the way you're strolling. I dig the way you're rocking me too. I dig the way you dig me, and I'm never gonna make you lose. Now don't you ever doubt me. Uh-oh. You know I'll be. Well, all the fellas tell me, and I have to agree, you're the finest thing that ever happened to me. I'm gonna tell you, baby, like a honest man. From now on, I'll be your love man.
Well, we rocked all day, and we rocked.
right. We rock to the left, and then we rock to the right. The elephants came, and they were tough. The lions started roaring, and things got rough. I looked for my baby, and she was a wreck. A boatman stripped her, wrapped her around her neck.
Ow! What's
going on around here?
Wild
They kept the bee with the bee beating on the ground. The snakes and the lizards were the crawling around. The towns under the bee with a mighty sound. The wild tulip. Well, I broke away from a grizzly bear. I jumped in the plane and I took to the air. We reached the state and I just by chance I tried to make the big rock and roll dance. When me and my baby hit the floor, we did a brand new dance we never saw before. We kept the beat with our feet beating on the floor. The cat was a rocking to and fro. The band was a bopping, you could hear him blow the heart.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Someone come knocking at my back door, somewhere alone about midnight. Someone come knocking at my back door, somewhere alone about midnight. I wonder, yes, I really, really wonder who could that someone be. Somewhere alone about 11:44, I heard someone knocking at my back door. Hurried to the kitchen to look what I could see. Behind the little sleep I had, I barely could see. Someone come knocking at my back door, just like they did before. She was a foxy little mama with great big hips, pretty long hair, pretty red lips, 5'2" with eyes of blue. He knew exactly what to do. She went, bam, 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 and a boom, 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 and knocked on the
knocking at my back door. This cat is wrong. I had a ring side seat. She had great big ears and funny little feet. She's 62, dressed polka dot blue, and she looked like something from the Brookville Zoo.
Bam, 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 and then a boom, 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 knocking at my back door.
When I look at you, sparkling eyes and a turned up nose, you send chills down to my toes, because you look like a movie queen, the kind you see on a silver screen. And it's the truth that you break me up. When I look at you, I never thought I could ever find the girl who'd send chills up my spine. But here you are, so true to life, and I'm asking you to be my wife, because it's true that you break me up when I look at you. When you touch my hand and I'm feeling good, it through my body through and through. I knew right then that a very day my way to the one, and you make drive me crazy when you kiss my lips, going in circles almost insane. And I don't think I'll ever be the same again, because it's true that you break me up when I look at you. Yeah. Same again, because it's true that you break me up when I look at you.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, boy, folks, are you really missing it? And a bunch of monkeys back there. I had to, actually had the Scully like in a nice fall position. Well, the Scully doesn't work, so we have no echo. And they're not going to move. This is great. This, we have to share this with the listeners. They're not going to move the cart deck back where I can get at it.
Until they pave the driveway again?
No, no, because people are complaining it's too noisy and they shut it off.
Uh-huh.
And people are always complaining it doesn't work because it's shut off. And we don't have people here smart enough to like look in the back of it with the on-off switch. So they're going to keep it 15 feet away from
me.
We
were once that stupid, actually, when it was pre-marathon
weekend. We have to count back from the marathon and how many shows we have left before. I think one last hangover hop and we call it a day. So, you know, if somebody wants us to do radio, then some station, K-Rock's going to have to pay me a couple of million dollars.
Well, don't hold your breath.
I'm not. I've been holding my breath for 6 years. I mean, just to get a Scully, just to get some echo and a cart deck I can reach with my arm.
Arm.
Benny Hewitt, you break me up.
Up, up, up.
The Eldorados by request, Bim Bam Boom. That's kind of interesting because we've been playing that for a while off of this Charlie reissue album.
Mm-hmm.
Found an original 45 of it in a junk pile in Florida. And you know what? It's a different take on the reissue. Completely different take.
Golly.
Doesn't that freak you out?
God.
Mickey Hawks, Heidi, Heidi, Heidi. The Pharaohs, Watusi, Don and Jerry and the Screamers, I Dig.
What?
Wow. Wait, Sal, speaking of your mic, I think we need a little volume on you. Are you number two or three?
Speak.
You should talk to some other part of it than the side.
Keep speaking.
My queen.
That's better.
For all of you out there, I'd like you to know that yesterday was my birthday, and the hound treated me to a very nice day.
Happy birthday.
Like a magic evening.
It was. It was great.
I dig
you. They got together. They went on a long drive. They picked up a hitchhiker and killed him.
Not just any.
Not the part.
It was a metaphoric thing.
Not just any hitchhiker.
I had new lingerie.
Anyway, we got nothing to announce. I don't know of anything going on. Do you?
Oh, sure, man.
What?
With the Whit Smith and his Dixie Riddle Cups Monday night at Chennai.
Oh, yeah. You better tell folks where Chennai is.
They'll let any idiot sing.
Is it in Falls?
St. Mark's Place,
like just next to the dojo.
Next to the dog food store.
Yeah, the natural dog food store.
Chennai.
Yeah, down from where the dojo is. So there. Starts around 10 or 10:30 or so. With those outer space instrumental things.
Very cool. That's a, I think that's... Oh, congratulations to John Holmstrom. Just named the publisher of High Times Magazine.
Ooh. But he still won't sell me the original art for that Tex Avery bit.
I don't blame him. I'd keep it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be worth money someday. Hey, you guys want to do a little news?
When
or
dead.
You want me to do some news? Or
what do you got?
You got something there?
I have Rat House, if anyone's interested.
Go ahead.
Oslo, Norway. When landlord Per Hatlin went to the house he had rented, he not only smelled a rat, he smelled 1,000 of them. The renter was gone, but he left behind his tamed rats, the result of an out-of-control rat breeding program. I guess
aren't all rat breeding programs kind of in control by definition?
And then what happened?
Well, the renter, a 44-year-old man, told police he liked rats and wanted to breed them for pet stores and laboratories, but...
Well, that was pet stores and lavatories.
But his news reports, which did not identify him, said he was now in hiding. So I don't know what happened between the 1,000 rats and the hiding, but it must have been...
What is it, Willard said?
Something
tear them up.
Good.
When he sicked him on Ernest Borgnine?
Oh, right. I don't know, but I like the follow-up movie, Ben.
Yeah.
With that nice moving Michael Jackson ballad about a rat.
Pre-op
that
Michael
was the best
Jackson.
Thing Michael Jackson ever did.
Mm. Here's a good one, Ham. Taipei, Taiwan.
That is a good one.
You speak so well, Jim.
Two men born on same day in same city killed as they meet.
Cool.
Fate.
Two men born on the same day in the same city were killed in a traffic accident while celebrating their first meeting. Police
is that how they decided
party.
To celebrate?
Party. Police in Taitung, 150 miles southeast of Taipei, said Lee Sing Lung and Lai Yun Kun, both born in Taitung on June 25th, 1973.
Alias, no luck.
Died when their car smashed into the rear of a truck Thursday. Two other people in the car were seriously injured. Lee and Lai were introduced to each other earlier Thursday at a party arranged by mutual friends.
Not bad.
Those guys.
No, I think it's life smells. Anyway, it's time to do that hillbilly hangover we didn't get to last week.
And, Ramrod Hounds Ranch Party.
Yeah, kick it off with Jimmy Skinner, a little a good song title he's got here, Born to be Wild, 1954.
Get that motor running. Explode into...
That we can do. Though you're the sweetest girl in the whole wide world, and I know your little heart is true. Don't you know, honey child, I was born to be wild, and I could never settle down with you. If I'd settle down and quit my running around, I know I'd nearly lose my mind. It's not my kind of life to have a loving wife and nagging at me all the time. You've been a lot of fun and everything we've done, I'll keep a memory of it's true. But don't you know, honey child, I was born to be wild and I could never settle down with you. Small towns there, they didn't keep me long, you see. I'm like a bird that flies through the open skies, and that's the way it's gotta always be. Though you're the sweetest girl in the whole wide world, and I know your little heart is true. Don't you know, honey child, I was born to be wild, and I could never settle down with you. Since I was a child, I've been a-running wild. I've known 100 loves or more. They didn't mean a thing. I never bought a ring. I've traveled this same road before. You've been a lot of fun, and everything we've done, I'll keep a memory of it's true. But don't you know, honey child, I was born to be wild, and I could never settle down with you.
When you live like an animal, anything goes.
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
What is it that brings you to this part of town? Curiosity, conscience, or faith? I know it's not love, for I once gave you love, and all you gave me was the gate. I've got a feeling you've come back to just rub it in and to really put me in my place.
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
Must you keep telling me you've got a new love? I don't need you to remind me. Must you keep telling me I look so lonesome and my better days are behind me? Must you keep showing me pictures of him and boasting of his warm embrace?
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
You've already left me and broken my heart and told me how much you don't want me. Believe me, I'm happier when we're apart. Why must you come back now and haunt me? Must you keep showing me pictures of him and boasting of his warm embrace?
You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face? You've already put big old tears in my eyes. Must you throw dirt in my face?
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Sometimes I ramble, I get drunk and gamble. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Some of these mornings gonna wake up crazy, kill my wife and slay my baby. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Morphine's gonna run me crazy. Cocaine's gonna kill my baby. Cigarettes gonna cause me to lose my mind. nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She drives a Cadillac, and that's where she makes a jack. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She runs a weenie stand way out in no man's land. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Money goes. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She drives a Ford machine and I buy her gasoline. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
She gave me a split personality. She tore me up inside. She caused me to live two different lives, like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I sound like two, but I'm only one. My heart is torn apart. You may think it's strange as you listen to the voice of each part of my aching heart. I'm the part that loves her and wants her for my own.
I'm the part that hates her, cause she's got a heart of stone.
She gave me a split personality. She tore me up inside. She caused me to live two different lives, like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Broke my heart into the day she left.
I'm the part that loves her and wants her for my own.
I'm the part that hates her, cause she's got a heart of stone.
She gave me a split personality. She tore me up inside. She caused me to live two different lives, like a Dr. Jekyll.
Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Oh,
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
A hound here.
Ramrod hounds. Radio ranch pals.
Kid Tanner and the skillet lickers. Quick kicking my dog around.
About it.
Clyde Leopard and the snarly ranch boys. Split personality. Riley Puckett, nobody's business by request. The Leuven brothers, must you kick dirt in my face. And we opened up with Jimmy Skinner, Born to be Wild.
Sort of a hillbilly hangover plus, wasn't it? Broadcast, bunkhouse,
minus, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Anyway, what's going on? Oh, I guess we have our dates straight now. We have 9 more shows. Mm-hmm. February 29th, we do the final chapter, the last hangover hop, and then that's, unless we can get a few basic things straightened out here, that's it.
I did blow $15,000 on that Comrex.
But nobody wants to use it. It's a shame.
Well, it's for you, Hound.
This is for you, Hound.
I don't know. The way I'm calling it now, we got 9 more to do.
The clock's ticking, folks.
Oh, from the No Fun Department, mm-hmm. Amnesty International called out for the British government today to ban the export of equipment used abroad for torture and political killings.
I didn't know that. Well, it wouldn't surprise me the English are in that business.
Yeah, they have all the good imports, opium and torture tools.
They make the
bad.
They make the prods that make the whole world scream.
Acid house. What's it? Acid
oh,
house
God,
music.
Yeah, no, possibly the most venal torture of all.
The Human Rights Organization said that over the past decade, leg irons, an electric torture chamber, and gallows had been exported to countries with bad human rights records.
Oh. Not to countries with good human rights records?
Not to the boudoir where they belong?
A report by Amnesty's British section said the leg irons made in Birmingham, England, had been exported to prison authorities in Malawi, a former British colony in Africa. It is said that a prisoner of conscience there, lawyer Orton Kirwai, age 72, had been placed in handcuffs and leg irons in a squatting position.
A 72-year-old man?
Hello, girl.
And the cuffs and irons were attached to a metal bar behind his knees for 48 hours. Amnesty said another British company...
You just hate that.
...had installed an electric torture chamber in Dubathot, that was designed to terrify and disorient prisoners.
Just like that acid house stuff.
You know, anytime anybody wants to have fun, somebody wants to come along
That's
and ruin
so
it for them.
Two kinds of people, you know.
Yeah. And
I'm newsless. I feel naked. Well, I am naked.
Everybody's got their hands folded. I better keep on with it. I'll do some more.
You're doing really good. Isn't Hound doing good?
Anyway, William Burroughs and David Cronenberg, we saw the Naked Lunch movie last night. It's not much of a movie.
It's not about Naked Lunch, that's for sure.
I think it's more, it should be called Beetle Crunch.
I think the guys playing Kerouac and Ginsberg wandered in from the Porky Six on the next soundstage.
The best, you know? Yeah.
Anyway, it seems that Burroughs and Cronenberg are downright disgusted that Jerry Lewis, who made a much better movie than they made together with many, many times, actually, but especially...
What's your point?
Let me finish the story, okay. I guess. Anyway, that he has been elected to the French Order of Arts and Letters. They wanted to vote him out, saying it's an embarrassment. We hope Lewis reads this article before it's too late. Cronenberg, for example, asked Esquire writer Lynn Snowden if she can please refer to him as the embodiment of absolute evil. At least he said please. And Burroughs, who once shot and killed his wife Joan, was asked...
Once? Which, not twice?
In the movie, he killed her twice, yeah. Was asked which weapon he'd choose to die by. He replied that he doesn't think much about dying by a weapon. I think about killing someone else with one. Namely, Jerry Lewis.
What is the bug they have, the large typewriter-shaped beetle that they have up there, their patootie about Jerry Lewis?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot worse people to pick on than Jerry.
Yeah, it's sort of like Mojo Nixon having that whole rap about Michael J. Fox. Like, who cares, you know?
Well, Michael J. Fox never did anything good in his life. Jerry Lewis certainly did.
True.
I don't know what the bug up their butt is. I just don't know. I don't know.
The room's
save me.
Den. Fortitude in the face of adversity desk.
Fortitude.
Gritty teen phones help after losing arms.
Oh, wait, that's a good story. I got a copy of that too.
This is amazing.
We're going to go head to head on this one.
Gritty?
Let's do it in harmony.
Okay, Herdsfield. Are you ready?
Herdsfield, North Dakota.
Ka-ka-ka-ka.
A teenager
whose arms
were torn off.
You do that, I'll work the laugh track.
Okay. In a farm accident, used a pencil clenched in his teeth to telephone for help, and surgeons were able to reattach the limbs.
Hello? Domino's?
Pound?
John Thompson, a.k.a. Venus de Milo, 18, underwent 6 hours of surgery at a hospital in neighboring Minnesota Saturday and is listed in critical condition. Thompson was home alone grinding feed for pigs Saturday when he got caught in the tractor's power takeoff unit. It ripped his right arm off at the shoulder and his left arm off near the elbow.
Thompson then staggered about 400 yards, it's like more than a football field, to his home, where he kicked in the door to the den. He picked up a pencil with his teeth and used it to call a nearby cousin's number on a touch-tone phone.
Good thing they had a touch-tone phone. You'd still be dialing.
I was going to say, they're going to, well, New York, or the telephone company will come out with an ad on that one.
Yeah. That instinct for survival.
1-800-THE-TONE.
And if you didn't have touch-tone, that is an amazing story.
He'd make a great commercial for that, for the tone.
Well, they're going to do it. You just wait.
Still coming up.
To get an actor to play him.
Mm-hmm. Still coming up today on the Howlin' Show. We got more scratchy old 45s.
Betcha.
And even more scratchy old 45s. More news for Nimrods. A blues hangover. We got our bad motorcycle set. We got our Martians Invade rock and roll set. Mm-hmm. And a vibe report. And anything else we could think of. Ceremonial trashing of this FMU studio.
Is there a vibe? Or, I'm sorry,
there is a vibe
set of some
type? Yes, there's a vom set.
Type?
Yeah, I can... you know, all the usual stuff. We got some sad news. We wait for the rock news for the sad news? We'll wait for the rock news for the sad news. Because there was no obituaries, and I was buying all the papers because I collect obituaries.
Times had a tiny one.
It was just a death notice.
Yeah.
We'll tell you who died about 4:30, something like that. All right, Rufus Thomas was in town this week. We didn't see him, though.
Uh-huh. But he didn't hang out with us.
No, but we got one on the Meteor label that you may never hear. You're not going to hear on those French guys on the other station play. Not unless they got about $200 to buy one.
Well, then you may hear it next week.
Yeah. No, we'll try to step on it or something. Anyway,
do a sound effect
kick it off, Rufus Thomas.
I can say something really
WFMU East Orange. See, I already ruined it for him.
I love baby more than I did before. back, no crying. If you don't come back, I'm afraid I'll lose my mind. Everybody make mistakes, baby, and I pay for mine. Everybody make mistakes, baby, and I pay for mine. Please come back, baby, try me one more time. That teacher, that preacher, that gambling man, they're all trying to make it on easy plan. The lawyer, the doctor, even down the baker, they're all trying to keep up with the undertaker. Chauffeur running around with their stenographer girl. Drummer in the band, beat me way through the world. The preachers in the pulpit jump straight up and down. Sisters in the corner crying, I'm Alabama bound. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. I swear I loved you, baby, more than I did before. Hey, 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 baby, now. Hey. Preacher, that's a gambling man. They're all trying to make it on the easy plan. The lawyer, doctor, even down the baker, they're all trying to keep up with the undertaker. Chauffeur running around with them stenographer girl. Drummer in the band beating their way through the world. The preachers in the pulpit jump straight up and down. Sisters in the corner crying, I'm Alabama bound. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. Don't leave me, baby. Please don't go. I swear I love you, baby, more than I did before.
Well, now dig this.
Well, let me tell you a story all about those blues. Wow. About a girl I was going with who broke my heart in two. She made me get those blues, baby. Boy, oh boy, what those blues can do to you. Yeah. Well, you took my money, honey, and you left me all alone with the blues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now it seems I can't forget you since the day that I met you got the blues.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
I feel good.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Well, I got a gal, she's a lovin' baby. Well, she gave me her lovin' eyes on me, baby. Well, she gave me her lovin' eyes, baby. All the hip gets rusted away. She's a red hot baby, I'll be she's here to stay.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
I'm just a bad boy. La 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 shade. I can see all the folks at me, 'cause I'm just naturally lazy, crazy, bad boy. La 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 la.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Scratch my nose all night long. Freddie and the Ravens, The Big Itch. Aren't you glad I didn't play the other side again? The Jive Bombers, Bad Boy. That was a request item from a guy who had spent three months in a nut house. Welcome home, where you belong.
Welcome home. See you soon.
The Sabres, My Hot Mama. Piano Red and the Meter Tones, I Feel Good. Deanna and the Belmonts, I Got the Blues. Rufus Thomas, The Easy Living Plan. Mm-hmm. Something we're not, don't seem to be in on these days. Boy, I really hate doing this without an echo.
Get the can out. Get the big garbage can from downstairs.
And who are we going to put in it?
You talk into it. Put the microphone in it.
Put it over, put it over my head?
Yeah. I'll wash it out first.
From the moron department, Master Safecrackers torched the vault at a Wendy's in Seneca, South Carolina. They knew where the big money was. Recently, in a brilliantly planned crime that went like clockwork, except they burned up the money inside with the torch. Police chortled.
Darn.
Nothing I hate more than a chortling policeman.
Yeah. Yeah, right before they hit you. Well, yeah. There's two sides to every coin, no matter how stupid. Dwarf in a spin over tossing ban. A dwarf who made his living being tossed vows to sue the Interior Ministry of France.
Bruce.
Yes.
Well, you were in Pittsburgh last week?
We did it. Yeah, well, it's in today's paper. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, well,
we didn't do it last week.
Yes, we did.
Oh, last week?
But let's do it again.
I think it was about a month ago.
No, it was last week. But you know what I liked about the story that wasn't in the paper, and this is why I like the way we do get our news stories, which we can't tell you how we get our news stories, is they told you how much the guy made, which was, what was it, like $1,800 a night he was making.
Making a post today.
For something like $1,500 a throw.
They just got,
like
they keep these things
aside.
All those fine human interest stories about, you know. Yeah.
People doing the usual rotten things they always do to each other in the post saying it's a racial crime.
Mm-hmm. How about the mom who got arrested and lost her child for a year because she called up and asked questions about breastfeeding and she was charged with a...
While you were on the radio last week, we did that in the van.
Oh.
Let's
start it from the top. An upstate woman called the local helpline with a question about breastfeeding and ended up having her daughter taken away from her because she was nursing. The charges, incest and sexual abuse.
What?
Let's cut to the part about how old the daughter is.
15.
It seems Denise Perigo's call was transferred to the Syracuse Rape Crisis Center, where a counselor thought it unnatural for a mother to breastfeed a child past infancy. Perigo's daughter, whose name is being withheld, her first name anyway, was a month short of her third birthday. So Perigo, now 29, was jailed for a weekend and separated from her daughter for a year. She just got the little girl back 11 days ago. Now she's planning to sue and prevent her nightmare from happening to anybody else. Anyway, this...
I don't know what to say.
The place that she called... there's a breastfeeding organization, the La Leche League, an international organization that encourages breastfeeding, says that it is not unusual for...
to be loved by anyone?
No,
for a child
not.
To nurse until the age of three.
But they also, by their time they're three, they're usually not doing it every day anyway. It's just like a security blanket thing.
They're the ones that always get picked last on the
it's
teams,
not,
though.
Look at, you know, any other cultures. A lot of them, it's no big deal.
Well, what's the part she was calling about? She was having
three.
No. She was having she was having feelings of arousal, and was kind of concerned about that.
Where did you see that?
It's in the second or third paragraph.
Oh, let's go. Let's get to the good part.
No, it's like the second or third paragraph.
That's where the charges came from.
Yeah.
So that's what she was calling up about.
That's weird.
I can't find that part.
It's too bad. Definitely there.
It's also weird that she couldn't figure out what to do about that, which maybe to stop breastfeeding. How about that?
She wanted to know if it was normal.
She wanted to ask about feelings of arousal she experienced when nursing her daughter.
Attaboy, huh?
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know.
Well, you do the stories backwards to frontwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the news.
You want Elvis desk item?
All the nudes that's pit to fit.
Yeah, sure.
Elvis lives, at least in Peter Nazareth's classroom. This is Iowa City, Iowa. Nazareth, University of Iowa Professor of English and African American Studies, is bringing the late King of Rock and Roll to campus in a three-credit course, American Popular Arts, Elvis as Anthology. Now, if you're wondering what that means...
Yeah, I am kind of...
Nazareth has this to say in way of explanation. It's like Elvis is a book, and you open Elvis, and you find Little Richard, Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, and I'm going to show this.
And a lot of Quaaludes,
some crushed pills, dreams. And some grease stains.
So peanut butter and bacon banana sandwiches partially digested and clogging up his intestines.
Hey, this is not frivolous course by any means, Nazareth says.
Can we dub this the flogging the dead sacred cow department?
Yeah, I think these Elvis scholars should all be put together on a boat somewhere.
We got a fabulous Elvis
this
book.
Guy's serious.
I got two Elvis books in the mail this week to review in my High Times column. One of which, the one that you were reading, the Elvis Reader, it's got a couple of good chapters, one by Nick Toshes, one by Lester Bangs, but it's also got... some of the most unbelievably dumb stuff I've ever read in my life by college professor types.
Yeah, breaking down the babies as far as the babies.
Yeah, by musical notation.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's do a little blues hangover thing.
First time that Elvis used the participle.
And hope the vibe report comes in on time. We got a request for this one last week, and we decided to go with it. Dead Presidents by Little Walter.
Them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm bad dead. Everybody loved them dead presidents. A little bit of Lincoln can't park the car. Washington, he can't go too far. Jefferson is good, play the track. If you think you're gonna bring something big, big back, them dead presidents, them
them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm barely bent. Everybody loved them dead presidents. I'm a tall 10, can get you straight, but Jackson on a 20 is a little great. And if you're talking about a poor man friend, that will get you out of whatever you in. Them dead presidents. Them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm better than bent. Everybody loved them dead presidents. Franklin is really sweet. 500 McKinnon is the one for me. If I get a Cleveland, I'm really set. $1,000 Cleveland is hard to get. Them dead presidents. Them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm better than dead. Everybody loved them dead presidents.
What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here. I got friends on...
devil. You my brother, be the devil. Yes, I'd rather be the devil. Yes, I'd rather be the devil. Be that woman. Yes, I heard him out of rumbling. You know, I heard him out of rumbling. Yes, I heard him out of rumbling. Yes, I heard him out of rumbling.
Have a chat with Nat about Italian Swiss Colony wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss Colony California Pale Dry Sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss Colony Pale Dry Sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will, too. Now, the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss Colony Wine.
The greatest.
Go back, don't come this way. You got bad credit and you just won't pay. You went out town to do some shopping. You stopped in a credit clothing store. You just about had the people swinging your way until they found out something they didn't know. And now they call the credit bureau on their telephone. The salesman shook his head. He turned around and looked you dead in your eyes. And these are the words he said. You got bad credit. You got bad credit, boy. Your credit ain't no good and ain't no business we can do. You see, the credit bureau tell us things that we don't know. You've been gonna sheet, you've even been in debtor's court. You had a Cadillac, you let it go back. The government sold your house for tax. You had a motorboat, the people come and got it. According to the credit bureau, there ain't no doubt about it. You got bad credit. You got a real bad credit, boy. You got bad credit. Ain't no business we can do. Information on you when you were down on the farm. You say you pay on Saturday, but Saturday never come. You owe the doctor, the lawyer, the local finance. I'm sorry, young man, but you ain't got a chance. You got bad credit. You got a real bad credit, boy. You got bad credit. So tell me, ain't no hope for you. You move every month, and that's 12 times a year. Just because you won't pay your rent, they say you move late, late at night. So the landlord won't know which way you went. Now your credit's so bad, it's a sin and a shame. You can't go downtown and buy nothing in your name. You got bad credit. You got bad credit, boy. You got bad credit. Ain't no business we can do.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
With my hook in the water and my cork on top. With my hook in the water and my cork on top. How in the world can I lose? Yes, with the stuff I got. Said they read me, man, they sure bring all the pay. Said they read me, man, they sure bring home no pay. Said the piglet woman, come and take the pay away. Door, 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 door. Whoa, lost ya. Said the piglet woman, come and take the pay away. You better stop your woman from grinning in my face. Better stop your woman from grinning in my face. Why, nubby? You wake up one evening morning for me to duck your place. Yes, I will. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Would I shut? We got one more night to clap you and hook your place.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, that's our blues hangover with a pair of request items as bookends there. Guitar Nubit. What's a Nubit? Big Leg Woman. Jerry Choo Choo McCain, Bad Credit. Otis Spann, Must Have Been the Devil. Jimmy Reed, Odds and Ends. And Little Walter, Dead Presidents, Open Bit Up.
Started the ball rolling, as it were.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a couple of minutes to vibe time, maybe.
Precious pre-vibe area.
There's this, anybody hear this? I've never heard, I mean, I don't really like rap music. Cypress Hill, the pro-marijuana rap group. The LA-based hip-hop outfit has just been named official spokesperson for NORML, the National Organization of Reform of Marijuana Laws. I first heard about the organization through their favorite magazine, High Times, and my favorite magazine. You read about it and you get up to date on a lot of stuff. It's not all about smoking weed and having burnt out brain cells.
like we do.
I like their
tune. Wow.
Like an all-pot rap group, you know.
Yeah.
My name is, yeah.
No, we use it, they say, like, we use it to make records. We like to cool out late at night and put the beat on and get into writing. Let's see,
Do they scratch mix, like, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, and stuff like that?
I don't know, but,
all those gatefold records you can sort it off?
One of the guys, Sendog, says he does not consider it a drug. It's all organic, he says. And he's right.
It's true.
Anyway.
Just like lead.
A fellow dog.
They claim the record company has in any way discourage them for their unfashionable public stance. You have to let the artists say what they want if you want to keep them happy, says Be Real, one of the guys. It is Send Dog Be Real and DJ Mixmaster Muggs.
Yeah.
Did you see Fred J. Muggs? They wouldn't let him
J.
on.
Fred Muggs.
J. Fred Muggs. They wouldn't let him on the 20th anniversary of the Today Show. What is it? 40th anniversary.
Because
he was too fat. He's overweight. Last time he was on the show, he weighed 85 pounds, and now he's up to 250.
He keeps bending his roller skates and eating the cigars.
He's a fat little chimp.
Uh-huh. They wouldn't let Dave Garraway on either.
Why?
Because he blew his brains out about 10 years ago.
Why would
that? But I want to tell you.
Why would that stop him? Mm-hmm. He'll be here all week, folks. At the Aloha Lounge.
A little Sonny Bono campaign desk
from the Scientology department.
Sonny Bono says reporters covering his U.S. Senate campaign.
Oh,
did you know he was running?
I didn't know that.
Have no business asking if he used drugs during his Hollywood years. But he added, I'm absolutely anti-drug now, and I was anti-drug then.
And we all saw that. What was the name of that movie they showed you in like science class in seventh grade where Sonny Bono narrated?
Claims that that's
the guy smokes a joint and looks in the mirror and sees a big dragon's head.
That was partly
kills a bunch of people.
The reason for his their career fading was because of that very anti-drug video that they made.
Girls. That and Pammy's on a Bummer.
Mm-hmm. When other groups were doing songs glorifying drugs.
But it certainly helped them in the... Well, the Scientologists, they now control Palm Springs and Graceland. That's kind of like having all of America.
Really?
Electronically, they keep a baseball score.
When asked if that meant he never experimented with drugs, Bono bristled. That's a stupid question. How about, did you clean your toenails? He replied on the campaign trail.
Well, did he?
There are areas where the press shouldn't be asking those questions. It's none of your business. Drugs are not an issue in my life. If you make something of it, shame on you.
Did you ever appear on Love Boat?
Says the Bonester.
No comment.
The Bone Meister.
The Bonela.
Speaking of stoned and missing, where's our vibe?
Yeah, really.
Roscoe,
he's not. Does he have a gig this weekend or something?
Oh, I think he's going to. He's playing in Woodstock.
With Strong, right?
Well,
no,
a Roscoe solo rent party.
Huh. Yeah, so
maybe one of us should run out to the phone and call.
Did I tell you me and Sally tried to steal a whole meteor yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
No, be damned.
Yeah, we got
30 ton.
Couldn't get
really heavy.
Cab.
We couldn't find a dolly.
Uh-huh.
We were looking for a dolly.
We figured
if we wheeled it out, who would bother stopping, two weirdos in long coats and sunglasses wheeling a meteor through the Museum of Natural History.
Excuse us. Pardon me. Can you hold the door, please?
A follow-up on that stuttering stutterer's rights story we did a few weeks ago. This comes courtesy of Cub reporter Andy Schwartz. A stuttering rights activist has filed an FCC personal attack complaint against COXNTKFILA Ira Zimmerman. No, against
what?
Against three. I don't know, against Cox NTKFILA. Is that a radio station? I don't know what it is. Ira Zimmerman of the National Stuttering Project claims that the station's morning team mocked his efforts to get Warner Brothers to downplay Porky Pig's speech problem.
Mocked. Yeah.
What can I tell you?
The whole meteor.
Whole damn meteor.
30 tons.
30
Jeff
tons.
First?
One more news story. If Roscoe doesn't call, we'll vom. Toledo, Ohio. A soundtrack from a hardcore pornographic movie, I hope it was Teenage Cruisers, popped up on an episode of Gilligan's Island being telecast in Toledo.
That's my state.
The episode broadcast Tuesday by Fox affiliate WUPW began with the conversation between Mr. and Mrs. Thurston Howell III, but instead of their voices, viewers heard the words and sounds from a porno flick. She was very explicit and very detailed of what this man was doing to her, said Kim Brashner, whose two children, ages 3 and 6, were watching the show and alerted their mother. I think I would worry more about my kids watching Gilligan Island than a porn movie.
Mrs. Brashner said the episode lasted about 3 minutes and included bad music, obscenities, and the sound of a woman moaning and talking.
Sounds like our
sound
show.
Familiar?
I don't know. Well, I think
whoever did that...
Yeah.
I think Roscoe is probably sampling some spinach quesadillas up in Woodstock and
on
someone else's bill.
Excuse me, did you microwave this?
Oh, no.
Oh, this is great.
Shalloth we vomage? Yeah. We got queued up. Oh, start out with the Stones and work our way to our next news story on the vom set there.
Okie dokie.
Empty Head.
because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
And vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
Come on. I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
The musical noise symptomatic of a decadent and irresponsible youth.
Barry, U.S. Bonds, a 7-day. Here we go, Jerry.
This is The Hound, WFMU. That was today's VOM set saying goodbye to Jerry Nolan.
So long, Jerry. The New York Dolls, charter members of the Stupid Rock Hall of Fame.
Gone to that great methadone clinic in the sky.
I think God called him back because Thunders was whining so much.
Mm. Well, they buried him this morning out in Queens. What were the funeral reports there, Bruce?
Well, Chris went to the wake last night. Said it was somewhat sparsely attended, and everybody just talked about Johnny. He was kind of grossed out. The funeral, Rachel's at the funeral today. Buster showed up and everything. It was a pretty big to-do. It was very cold, and it was very Queens. So.
Mm. Well, when I think of great rock and roll singers with real pipes, you know, you got Jackie Wilson, Clyde McFadder, Buster. Yeah, well, we also
no, he's not a great rock and roll singer. He's an actor.
Yeah,
he's in Free Jack.
Oh, well, we're gonna miss Jerry.
Yeah, what a wacky
certainly
guy.
one of the more nattily dressed folks in the East Village.
I always loved seeing him in a purple overcoat, an orange sport coat. He always dressed like Quentin Crisp or something. And he always had powdered sugar all over his face because he always ate at Manario's.
We also heard Creedence that came out of the sky, a little warm-up for our Space Invasion set a little later. The Flaming Groovies, Sometimes, the Kinks, Milk Cow Blues, as Kokomo Arnold would have wanted it, no doubt.
No kidding.
And the Stones, Empty Heart.
About it.
Oh, boy, the Jerry thing, that's kind of a drag.
It is a drag.
Not to mention the echo not working, no vibe report, and the cart deck being 4 miles away.
What a dead letter day.
Yeah, boy. Anyway. Once again, we are looking for Elvis. If he is still alive, we'd like to kill him and make a snuff movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got more news. A little more news.
Rock
of course,
desk.
We did it. There'd be no film in the camera.
Tons of more news.
Rock, I got more news.
Buckets there.
What's the rock desk?
I don't know. Is there one?
Well, Sonny Bono was sort of the rock desk.
I have
Jerry Nolan.
Mm. Did you guys mention
Stroll
that?
Hall of Fame. Who made a fool out of themselves this year?
The death. You know, did you do the obit?
Where you been, Dan?
Missed it, Dan. I think you were praying
like an hour ago.
In the other room.
Just like
I was meditating.
We were just talking about it as you walked in.
Oh, I missed it on the way up the stairs, I guess.
Oh. So who embarrassed themselves completely at the Bop and Stroll Hall of Fame dinner this year?
Oh, the Rock Hall of Fame. Let's see.
I think it was Santana, wasn't it? He said that he talks to Bill Graham all the time.
Well, Sam
very long distance.
Refused to go on stage with Dave's wife,
mm-hmm.
And I was humiliated. By that?
Why?
Oh, I don't know. I don't get invited anymore.
I heard
my last experience with them.
Whatchamacallit, Booker T and the MGs played at the Lone Star Thursday night. And who of all people joined them on stage but Neil Young?
Neil Young and Booker T and the MGs?
Yeah, Neil Young versus Steve Cropper.
Two faces gallant. May not go too good together.
Really?
Telly's
chocolate
and gravel.
That.
The Telly guy versus the Les Paul. That's right. Sally had a free ticket and she didn't go.
I was invited to that.
Oh, you know, I'm sure W. Lee was there. And if like George Harrison walked into the room, like he would have bit his tongue off probably. It's like,
yeah.
It's like the Warren Lee exacta.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Warren, anyway. It was very sweet.
Jeez, you know, it's funny. I sat by the phone for a little while. I don't recall him calling me.
No, he didn't call you.
Hey, guys, guess who had a birthday?
Sally.
And Hal Roach.
100 years
100
old.
Years
this
old,
week.
Man.
Oh,
but like
yeah.
Alive and 100 years
that's
old?
That's incredible.
Alive and 100 years
100
old.
Years
greatest of all
young.
Film producers.
How about it?
Hal Roach. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Apparently estimated he produced 50 feature comedies a year for 20 years. Pretty good.
Wow.
That's an awful lot of laughs.
Makes 1,000 features? That's got to be a record.
Of some kind. What a guy.
Hal Roach.
He's pretty funny. They had a birthday party for him 2 days before he hit 100. Mm-hmm. He says, I got 2 more days to go. I can talk about being 99 all afternoon.
There we go. Well, we got one
and then
more.
He went to sleep.
We got one more from the rock desk. Being a good reporter, I really can't reveal my sources on this one, but it came in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
It's a letter from somebody to somebody, whom we can name.
This is great.
Okay. And it concerns the subject of Wanda Jackson. It seems this guy, I'll just read you part of this.
Mr. X.
It turns out what I thought was a vicious rumor when I started this project, right or wrong, the story of Wanda Jackson may be true. A kid in Austin told me he had heard of Wanda Jackson because she was known to perform fellatio on disc jockeys in the 1950s to coax them into playing her records.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about it. Then recently, as I've started a new project, writing a history of country music in Oklahoma as told through the eyes of retired drummer, of a retired drummer who had drummed with Loretta Lynn and Henson Cargill, I learned something startling. This retired drummer says he knows former disc jockeys that brag about playing Wanda records as she played with them. Hell, how can I get that one in the book, since Wendell Goldman, Wanda's husband, has final rights to the manuscript's contents, etc., etc. There were a few names involved in affairs and that kind of thing that had to be left out, too. Hank Thompson has a lot of skeletons under his cloaks. I'm sorry.
Wanda. So we hear.
Wait a second. For the record, before we go any further, Cordell Jackson did not perform fellatio on me. All I got was an autograph 8x10.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've often wondered about the meaning of this next Wanda Jackson song, and now it all becomes way too clear.
Talk about smoking dynamite.
My lover, I know that was just This is a hit.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
In our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
We're going to dig that boogie and rock that joint tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh, dig the boogie and rock that joint tonight.
what we're gonna do. We're gonna dig the boogie and rock the joint. We're gonna dig the boogie and rock the joint. We're gonna dig that boogie, rock the joint tonight.
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Well, I went to Dubai, when I looked around, I was on the floor.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. That was the Falcons, Q-Cop. We heard Roy Hall digging the boogie. Nathaniel Meyer and the Fabulous Twilights. Well, I got news. Teen Tones, Rock and Rumble, the Gladiolas by request, Little Darling, Wanda Jackson, tongue-tied, and now we know why.
He wanted kind of bit during Little Darling there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, everything is just taking a huge downhill slide here. Oh. Like, we have eight, after today, eight shows left.
Ooh.
The 29th of February is our Hangover Hop number 5 and our last show ever. Unless we just have to, we got this whole thing backwards. Instead of like us doing it for free and making the listeners pay, we should get paid and the listeners should get it for free. That's the way it's supposed to go. This whole thing is ass backwards. That's why everything has been going wrong.
It's your career, bro.
Yeah. I don't, you guys got any news? Sally's got
a
news story.
I've been unable to get anywhere near the news pile, except for those things that Dan has occasionally been handing me. And, of course, my own foray into the past.
Well, the bulldozer wedding. Bever Widjik, Netherlands. Hans had broken off his relationship with Sandra when he saw her with another man, if you remember. He grabbed his earth mover and bulldozed everything in his way along a four-mile trail to find her hiding in her sister's house, which he also rammed. But I just want you to know they've been married.
They're right. This is a follow-up, and they...
The 6 months later, now they're married. The rampage cost about $1 million, landed Hans in jail for 18 months, but he got Thursday off for the wedding.
Yeah, good for
congratulations, Hans and Sandra.
Well, David Crosby is going to be on Roseanne this week for you chubby chasers.
Yeah, really? How are you going to tell the two of them apart?
Flab watchers. He's the one with the mustache. No, she's the one with the mustache. Uh-huh. Surf rocker Dick Dale is the proud owner of a new 8-pound Sun.
Owner?
Yes.
VG minus?
Country singer and Jersey boy Eddie Rabbit blames MTV's heavy metal mentality for much of the nation's education woes.
He's right.
MTV promotes the most violent acts in front of our children.
His parents taking jobs and shoving them?
If parents... Oh, no, he didn't. That's,
I think we got better.
Other guy. Actually, Eddie Rabbit wrote Kentucky Rain. If parents saw someone around the corner from their house peddling hardcore pornography to their children, they'd have them arrested.
That's if my kid had brought home an Eddie Rabbit record, I'd send him out on a slab. They'd be sewing his lip up when his ass got to the hospital. Would-be robber gets caught and duck hangs upside down for hours.
Again? That trick never works.
A man who tried to rob a restaurant by breaking through a rooftop exhaust duct got stuck in an elbow joint and hung upside down for 5 hours. All right, let's just
he was a cook at a
then what happened?
Let's do our we had a request for the bad motorcycle set. So what do you say, scooter trash, everybody?
How about it?
Yeah.
Let's kick it off with the Crest Tones.
Keep the shiny side up.
This goes out to anybody who rides a motorcycle in this weather.
Sadistic she-devil leading a pair of perverts on a raging ride through hell. Hellfire burned in her body, igniting into passion the animals she attracted. Her flaming flesh seared a brand of hate into the hides of her victims. Berryman Angel, starring Dixie Peabody, Clyde Ventura, and Terry Mace. Bury me an angel.
I'm a rugged riding rebel, riding through night and day. Yeah!
I'm a rebel rider, the king of the fight. He can turn 90 on any turnpike.
Our folks didn't dig me, yeah, I was put down. So I ran my pretty lorry and made it out of town. I parked around my cycle and cut out down the road. My cycle's
started popping from the double heavy load.
A rebel on the highway, freedom in sight, an overloaded cycle on the dark and stormy night.
I was born for this freedom with the wind in my face. I was born to live at a 99 pace. It was meant for my lorry to cut out with me, to ride with the rebel who is wild and free. On the through the lightning that it started to pour, my lorry held me tighter than she ever did before. The highway was a jungle of storm and glaring lights. I never seen it worse before this unholy night.
You watch for brave rider, watch out for the night, or you'll never lift your city, not to pray of sunlight.
I started to slip, then I started to slide, then along came a tanker and hit me on the side.
Meet the savage sweethearts. They'll feed 'em, treat 'em, and eat 'em alive. Angels, wild women. They're hot, hard, and mean. Too tough for any man. Here are girls who leave their cycle gang lovers in search of a new and even wilder life. They've had it all, but by now, all is not enough. They want even more. Now, the weaker sex turns on to women's liberation too much and becomes the wilder sex. See Angels Wild Women from Independent International. They're beautiful, baby. Beautiful. Angels Wild Women in color, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Like an animal, anything goes.
Here it comes! There it goes! Motorcycle Mike on a souped up bike! Motorcycle Mike on his souped-up bike.
42, the Lasgrove Piston Company hosts the IDVA Summer Nationals of Motorcycle Drag Racing. 2 big days of two-wheel killer bikes, including twin-engine nitro-burning hogs. See Dirty Caldwell Hill and hundreds of stars. Saturday qualifying, 10 a.m. Sunday grand eliminations, 2 p.m. Looking for a thrill? Put 2,000 pounds of hot, throbbing steel between your legs and ride it at 150 miles per hour. Summer Nationals, Driveway 42, Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday.
I-71 to the West Salem exit.
Be there. Be there.
Baby, don't you know me? I'm cool, going yeah, 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 yeah. A motorcycle. Motorcycle. Come on with me, baby, on my red motorcycle. There's a motorcycle fan going, yeah, 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 a motorcycle.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, there's our scooter trash set. Tico and the Triumphs, Bad Motorcycle. Paul Simon wrote and sang lead on that one.
Excuse me, had Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Paul Simon.
Currently touring South Africa. Hope he gets a Zulu spear in his head. Mm. Dave Diddle Day, Motorcycle Mike, the Story Sisters, Bad Motorcycle. Phil Campos, Rebel Rider, and the Crestones, She's a Bad Motorcycle. We also have the Risers version, but we'll spare you. We got one from the Hog
well,
desk.
Yeah, from the Good Eatin' desk, Lexington, North Carolina. Lexington, North Carolina, by the way, is the barbecue capital of the universe. Really great. The pig likenesses of Elvis Presley, Tina Turner, and the Rolling Stones will stay on the wall, but Stamey's, what's in her name, Hog Rock Cafe must change its name. Dan Stamey, no relation, I guess, who owns the barbecue restaurant, agreed to an out-of-court settlement last week in a spat over rock, in quotes, with the Hard Rock Cafe chain, naturally. He said he couldn't afford a long legal battle. Quote, they obviously feel like they own the word rock, Stamey said. They were just too strong for me.
They
that
do.
Really is pathetic.
We read
I
it
love
from
that.
Them.
Yeah. We borrowed it from Stamey said he first heard from the Hard Rock Cafe Licensing Corp. There's a fun-sounding institution. When he was getting ready to open his restaurant about 2 years ago, the company sued him in federal court. He said it'll cost him about $10,000 to change the name to Hog City Cafe. It doesn't have the same ring somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But Stamey won't change the character or lack thereof, including the pictures on the wall.
Should he change it to the Hog Rock Restaurant?
The eatery in Lexington, I strongly recommend Lexington
Hogs?
Number 1 myself, if you can find it. 30 miles southwest of Greensboro, bills itself as having a branch in Kennebunkport. out of the 20 or so barbecue restaurants in this town, we had a reputation of a little bit of glitter and flair. Hopefully not in the meat, Stamey said. The end.
Well,
that's tragic.
There you go.
Feel
it
free to drive your van through the front of the Hard Rock Cafe this weekend, folks, in protest.
Man.
All right, we got a lot to get to. I want to get to some of the more of these rock and roll records. And we also have our Invaders.
Set, right?
You want to do that right now? Or
I don't know. What do you feel like doing, broadcast professional?
We could do the Invaders from Mars set now, and then we'll do the leftovers.
Back-to-back novelty sets and
the
then leftovers on the way out?
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I think. So this is our Invasion from Mars set.
So, folks, you know how to score it at home.
We've brought
march around the world all over this place. And it's getting so hot, there isn't any space to rock like we should. But I've got news, the Martians have got hold of a rhythm and blues. So let's take a rocket ship away up there and rock on Mars where there aren't any squares. We'll rock on Mars with the funny little men, and their skin will be made out of tin. Rock to the sound, funny guitars, rock all over that old planet Mars. Rock tonight until dawn, reach the Martians out to rock on. None of them will be very sad. Rocking on Mars till they're content. Hearing that music that's really sent. As soon as we land, we'll dig it too. Rock on Mars, it's me and you. We'll rock on Mars with the funny little men. And their skin will be made out of tin. Rock to the sound of funny guitars. Rock all over that old planet Mars. Rock the night until dawn. Teach the Martians how to rock on. Teach the Martians how to rock on.
Shook the ground. I jumped to the window and I looked to the sky, and that is when the rain came by. I looked up and said, oh, who are you? And this was the answer from out of the blue.
Earthmen, Earthmen, we're coming here to stay. Earthmen, Earthmen, we're here right away.
Cause we ain't got no chicks around our way.
I was still looking up where the disc had been, and then I thought I'd best go in. I called the U.S. Army to spread the word around that I had saw a flying saucer headed for the ground.
Meanwhile, back in the spaceship.
Earthmen, Earthmen, coming here to stay. Earthmen, Earthmen, we here right away.
Cause we ain't got no chicks around our way.
Raiders of the universe have come to win the earth. Now it's up to us to try and save the planet of our birth. The army brought their cannons and the navy brought their ships. The air force brought their rockets and they blew them all to bits. Boys and girls, please have no fear. I want you all to know that you'll, no matter what comes out of space, you're guarded here below. Above this grand old flag of ours, the sun will always shine. America will live until the end of time.
Oh, she's right behind that tree. No, Mr. Spaceman, no, no.
We interrupt this supersonic program to bring you this message. Our flying saucers have reached Earth. Stay tuned for immediate developments.
Ooh, goodness gracious, we gone to Mars!
Well, I'm the first man to land on Mars, and know I can see him called Mr. Van Gogh. So people need to be worth that. He
suddenly spot. Mr. Purple Beaver leader blowing real fine. I jumped the whale and said, he's mine, I'm gonna eat him.
We switch you back upstairs to your favorite disc jockey.
Well, hi again, everybody. How are you? This is...
Well,
back again on station WEIRD. We're Mars, the number one music planet in the universe, with sounds all requestfully for you. Coming up a little bit later on, one of the greatest records of Mars time. And now, we've had thousands of requests from Earthlings asking what a Mars disc jockey looks like.
Bow, bow, nippity, bow.
Red Fifth Avenue.
Ah, Holly, save me.
Save me.
Oh, save me.
Save me.
Oh, save me.
Yes, save me.
From the people from another world. Well, I shot down a corner, cut my way upstairs. Fell in on my knees to save my friend. So Richard jumped up and began to scream.
The monster broke his way through the in the screen.
Ah, holler, save me.
Save me.
Oh, save me.
Save me.
Oh, save me.
Yes, save me.
From the people from another world.
Little people from another world. You got it. I'm a little long.
And now to wind up our show, here's that great, fantastic, fabulous, exclusive record on the Humble label, the number one record down on Earth.
Doobly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot through the stars. And I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the bang, I'm the bang, I'm the bang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the fang, I'm the fang, I'm the fang. I got a bebop cat man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the fang, the fang, I'm the fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian joke, cause I'm a red hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the fang, I'm the fang, I'm the fang. Now I meet this Earth captain. He says, hi, you all. Man, you're real nervous. You feel like a ball. I said, sure, Daddy. He said, let's find a hole. He didn't know I was a fang. A fang. The fang. So we dug a cool haul and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroonie chick just glued her eyes on the fang. On the fang. On the fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, Daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the fang. You must be the fang. You're the fang. Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space papa that was feeling right, because every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I'm the fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight. And I know those Earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the fang, of the fang, of the fang.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
I'm a spaceman sent from the moon. Shine up a missile and heard this tune. Let's go. Let's go.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, there's our space invasion set. Midnighters in the Float, Nervous in the Fang, Jive 5, People from Another World. Jackie Fothery, First Man on Mars. The Dovers, The Invasion. Terry Donovan, Rocket on Mars. I can't read these titles without the echo working.
Fang, screwed.
Anyway, let's just get to the leftovers, unless somebody's got something really impotent.
Oh, no.
One?
One.
Can we do that? Can we do all next week in pig Latin?
Yes, yeah.
Tin will have to read all the titles.
I wait, Atne.
I don't speak any foreign language. Okay, let's go.
Not even pork.
Cliff Nash. I like this one.
Serve up the leftovers.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
It's a new delight. You do the beer barrel boogie, boogie all night long. Well, 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 swing out your partner when you're dancing up the storm. Home to the barrel when your shoes get warm. You boogie to the left, you boogie to the right. You do the beer barrel boogie, it's a new delight. You do the beer barrel boogie, boogie all night long. Well, you boogie to the left, you boogie to the right. Boogie, 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 it's a lovely life. You boogie, bear, bear, boogie, boogie all night long. Well, 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 swing out your partner when you're dancing up a storm. On to the barrel when your shoes get warm. You boogie to the left, you boogie to the right. You the beer bear boogie, it's a new delight. You do the beer bear.
If anyone here in the audience has been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Johnny, Johnny, won't you come on back? Johnny, Johnny, won't you come on back? Johnny, Johnny, won't you come on back?
Back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound. That was the Velvet Angels, actually the Diablos, moonlighting in a hotel room. Johnny, Johnny. Or Jimmy Crane, Hey, Hey, the Platters, Beer Barrel Boogie. Bobby Hollister and the Rialtos from A Ring Around Your Neck. The Medallions with Edna Cliff Nash, Tell Me Baby. Thank you, Will Bruch. Wait, where's your mic? Did you just... There's no cord on it. Talk to a mic with a cord on it.
Bye, folks.
Thank you, Miss Sally.
You're more than welcome.
Thank
Mr.
you, Jen, wherever you may be. So that's eight more shows.
Banging on the door.
February 28th will be Hangover Op number 5, and I believe we call it quits from there. No, no marathon this year.
Don't lie to
Wild Girls count. Up next. The
We've
Lord
heard
the
this
Crick,
one before.
You know. No, this time I'm serious. As cancer in its final stages.
That serious, huh? That always makes me laugh.
Thank you. Duke of Earl, 1600 New Utrecht Avenue in Bayridge is your one-stop spot for all your Earl needs. Whether it's motor Earl, household Earl, crude Earl, cooking Earl, or even just grease, it's Duke of Earl. For the month of July, take an extra 12% off our already low, low prices on any of our petroleum byproducts. That's Duke of Earl, 1600 New Utrecht Avenue in Bayridge.
You are my girl.
And no one can hurt you.
I don't know.